Hello, everyone. You will have to excuse my workout gear. We're going to be talking about the good, better, best today. And so this morning I overslept. I rarely oversleep. Did that. It was not real pretty weather. I was supposed to take Logan to Radnor Lake today, which is a really nice hiking area in Nashville. And the weather was terrible. We couldn't tell if it was going to rain. We didn't know what was going to happen. So we ended up doing nothing. And I had like work scheduled and all this other stuff. And so I had a break between basically 4 o'clock and now. So I had like this 2 hour break. And so when I got done, it's like, there is no reason why Logan and I can't just go take a walk. And so that was my 1% level up today, is rather than just saying like, oh, I only work out in the mornings and acting like it was going to be such a drudgery, I messaged him and just said, you want to go for a walk? So we did 3 miles, and I would just like to tell all of you that my son is quite the walker. I seriously always want to slap a Fitbit on him. I just know that he must get at least 6 miles in a day on his own, just all his walking. So let's talk all about good, better, best. And I am not sure who my coach of record is. Who's here today? One of the coaches is here. You will say hello in the chat and let me know you're here. It's Betsy. Betsy, go over to the Facebook group and let everybody know and stick the link in that we're here. Now that we don't send out email reminders, I think it's good that we just kind of pop in over there and just like, hey, get excited, friends. You know, teach you good, better, best. All right. So just so you guys do know that we've stopped sending you guys email reminders prior to a call. What we prefer you guys to do is every Sunday you're getting your massive action line. And in that massive action line is going to be, here's this week's calls where you can find Corinne. So you'll always be told in that newsletter that comes to your mail on Sundays. And if you want more massive action line action, you can always just go to the pnptribe.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the home screen. And the latest massive action line is also on the website. So if you don't get it in email for some reason, never fear. We also post it also in the tribe. But all the calls are always scheduled on our tribe calendar, which if you go to pnptribe.com, go to the middle, and there you go. I know you guys like, some of you like the email reminders, but a lot of you, this is what I hear most often though about those emails, is that I'm getting too many and I don't know which ones to pay attention to. So if you're, you know, not everybody checks their email all the time. And so what we're just trying for now, like only sending you emails is like of the stuff we absolutely want you to pay attention to. Like, you know, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever for weight loss. Or, oh my gosh, this is your massive action line. You don't want to miss these things. So I would rather err on the side of sending you, of you totally getting the most important things. And then you just subscribing to the calendar on pnptribe.com. So if you go there and you look at the calendar on the bottom right, just try both of the things. There's two kinds of ways to subscribe. And I just, what I do is I just subscribed to it by clicking one and I was like, oh, that one worked. The other one didn't. So that's the best of the knowledge I have for you. Let me pull up my notes because I have lots of notes to talk about the good, better, best today. And like I said, if you're wondering why I'm wearing like workout gear, it is one, it's comfortable, but two, it's, I love that. But one of the things that I love about good, better, best and the whole concept of it is it allows you to have, like for a lot of us who suffer with perfectionism or thinking that we have to do things a certain way, or there's only one, it's like, it's either this way or no way or whatever. Good, better, best is really one of those concepts that teaches you the idea that there is more to life than just doing it one way. And it takes so much pressure off of you. And so when I was like thinking about this month and how we're going to teach you guys some of the most important concepts to losing weight that will give you the most traction, I wanted to really focus in on the things that you guys typically poo-poo on. So a lot of times we poo-poo on that realistic planning and we poo-poo on the idea of good, better, best, simply because we have this like asshole thought that it won't work for us or that it's too slow or it's all these other things. The nice thing about like good, better, best and leveling up that it does is that it teaches you how to break the habit of it not being good enough. And it brings up a lot of your junk. And it also makes it very doable. I am just a huge proponent of, when it comes to losing weight, that we need to set ourselves up to do it in a way that teaches us how to have continual improvement, that teaches us how to like break the, like, I think the worst thing the diet industry teaches us is, you know, let's just change it all and get in there and do it. And then we just feel like a failure when we can't change every single habit we have on a dime. Now, some of us have been able to do it with some success, but usually what I see is when people are able to start some kind of like, really, like, this is exactly what we're going to do diet, what I see most people do, they can get through it, but they did it thinking, this is what's going to work, and then I'm just going to figure out my maintenance on the other end. Like, they never have to go through the process that I teach you of, like, learning how to make on-the-fly changes, learning how to, like, you know, like, when you just have a plan, it's like, if all things go perfect, I can lose weight. And I like to teach you, like, we don't need all the things to go perfect. We want to be able to just show up anywhere and use our brain to make really well-informed, good decisions for ourselves. So that's one of the other things I love about Good, Better, Best and stuff. I'm going to turn the chat off for now, just because I'm seeing y'all talk about that calendar. It is so, like, distracting me. I'm just like, I want to talk about the calendar too. So let's go over my notes for Good, Better, Best. So if you guys are wondering why I'm looking kind of crazy off to the side, let me just put them right here. The first thing is just to kind of understand, what is Good, Better, Best? And that is, it's how we level up. So when you're in, like, when you're listening to videos and you're watching us talk about things, we say it a few ways. Leveling up, 1% changes, good, better, best. All of this is the same concepts. So I'll explain each one. The 1% means we are looking at things and we're trying to find, almost like we think about 1%, it is the smallest of changes. And what happens is, if you think about, you're just making little changes, and then the little changes start adding up, and then all of a sudden you start seeing lots of stuff change. So, like, for me, it was the idea of, like, when I first started, you know, I started just eating the ice cream and being very aware that I did not want to give up my ice cream. So my 1% change was dropping the idea that I would never be able to lose weight without eating ice cream. I was going to figure out how to lose weight while still being able to eat this. That's a 1% change. I think most of you think that your changes have to be all very visual and stuff. Like, they actually have to be changes. The changes can be just a change in conceptualizing how you're going to think about your process. So, like, for a lot of you, one of your 1% changes is, like, this week, I'm just going to believe that the small things really do help me, versus the small things will never get me there. They're not good enough. That is a version of making a 1% change. So it's, the 1% is always about the littlest things add up, and then all of a sudden you've compiled a lot of little changes that are adding up to a big result. And that's just what happened with me. That's why I teach this concept. When I pull apart how I lost weight, it was because I just started making little tiny changes. I just, every single day and every single week, I just asked myself, is there something little I can do today? And I still do that to this day. Just like today, I was eating breakfast this morning, and I just got about halfway through and was not enjoying it. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm like you guys. I sometimes still want to just clean my plate because, well, that's how much I served, or it's healthy or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop eating. I'm not even enjoying this. And I don't need to go get more food and mourn that I didn't love my breakfast. For me, that was like a big thing. Like, I'm still working on small changes in how I'm thinking, because what I notice for, so, like, we have all of you who are starting weight loss, we have a lot of you who've lost a lot of weight. What you'll notice is that even after you've lost a lot of weight or you've made a lot of changes, some little pervasive thoughts will sneak back in. You won't even notice you're doing it until you start questioning things. So that 1% is like, where are all the places that I can question what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, and how I'm showing up? And is this how I want to do it today? Maybe I want to try something different today. One of the things I love about the whole process of the 1% is it keeps you very tied into how today makes a difference. We're not thinking about what's going to happen in a year. We're not thinking about 6 months from now. We're not thinking about all that. All we're doing is focusing on what can we do today so that in 6 months, we have collected a lot of little things that have changed that are at, like paying off big time in 6 months. So leveling up is very much the same as good, better, best, and 1%. Leveling up is just like saying, all right, I have been walking for 15 minutes every day. My level up this week is I'm going to do 20. That's more like leveling up. So 1% is looking at what you're doing and what are the small nuance changes you can do. Leveling up is like looking at what you're doing and seeing, all right, how can I make a new standard? I like to think of leveling up as like deciding, you know, I've been doing this and now I'm willing to start doing this and this is the new me. And so that's kind of like the level up part. So you start looking at everything you're doing. What we do is a lot of times we are doing lots of things and we're losing lots of weight and then we kind of hit a stall. So like you've made a lot of 1% changes. You've been practicing good, better, best, you've been doing all the things. And now it's like, oh, I'm hitting a stall. It's just probably time for me to level up a few things. Where can I, you know, move a little harder, eat a little less? Or maybe it's like I have been using, maybe for, you've been like loving the croutons on your salad. And you're like, you know what? Here's going to be the level up. I'm no longer a crouton girl. Croutons on the special occasions. But I probably could do without croutons now. And just see what happens. You know, I think there was somebody that I was talking to on a coaching call a few months ago. And we were talking about crackers. And she loves crackers. And how she was eating like 20 crackers with lunch every day. And she kind of had stalled losing weight. And I said, do you think you could get away with just now the new standard is 15? She was like, what? Because in her mind, it was like, I'm going to have to just never have crackers again to lose weight. And it's like, what if we just drop to 15? Let's just try that on for a week or two. Little things like that. It's like I now serve myself 15 crackers. I now serve myself whatever it is. And I don't ever do the 20 again. Like I'm leveling up. The new me does this. So that's the way I like to think about leveling up. 1% changes are all the little things that you can start trying and doing. Leveling up is like, this is kind of my new minimum baseline. This is where I'm leveled up. I'm going to like improve it. This is where I'm going to be now. I like leveling up to not be big giant leaps. I never teach you guys to just like change and flip everything on a dime unless you're doing shady ass bullshitting thinking. And then I'm like, let's stop doing that. That's when we're calling on the dead stop. Then good, better, best is just like it sounds. This is how I love the process. And this is how I even do my own process. When I go back through and I look at food logs and stuff, you know, guys, I'm like a big studier of myself. I do this with my business. I do this with my food, the two big things and my exercise. Those are the three big pillars for Corinne: business, food, exercise. And a lot of times on Sundays, I like to look back to see what I've done. And I like to note what I've done well, what I've accomplished in all of it. And then I like to look and see, are there things like, what are my goods? What are my betters? What are my bests? So I start looking at stuff like, where am I eating good foods? Is there a better choice I could even make this week? Is there a best choice? I do this on vacation. A lot of times, like I'll plan out some stuff for vacation and I'll ask myself, are there good, better, best options for me? So that if I go out to a restaurant, like good would be a salad with all the things. Better would be like no croutons. Best would be to have my dressing on the side, no croutons. Ask for extra vegetables to be tossed in my salad. That would be like the best option. So it's always kind of looking at like, how can we have these variances? Because there's just, let's just face it. There's sometimes we just want to eat good for a few days. Like when I'm on my period, everything is just about a good choice. I'm not doing my better and best foods usually. So it's like allows you to have all that. The other thing I love about good, better, best is good, better, best lets you go on vacations and trips and family dinners and all these other things. And rather than sitting there and saying, I have no control, I don't know what they're serving, this is some bullshit, I'm never going to lose weight, blah, 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 you can always say, I will be practicing good, better, best. Before I eat anything, I'm going to challenge myself to look to see, how could I do this good? How could I do this better? And what would be the best option for me? It allows you to practice pausing rather than just reacting with shitwad thoughts and just going face in. And it, so you get the pause practice, and it allows you to challenge your brain to think bigger than you usually are willing to think around food. And then you just decide which one you want to do. And you, there's no like judgment on which one you pick. Best doesn't mean it's always the, like the only one that will work. It means it's one of the three options. And then you get to decide which one you're very committed to. Okay. Someone asked, y'all can populate some questions if you want to. And I'll mix them in as we're doing this. How long do you keep your food logs? I keep quite a few, usually with my PMP planner. Once I run out my 60 days, I pretty much toss them at that point. I know a lot of you like to save a lot of things. If I save anything, I'm usually saving more of like my Hello scales. I do save a lot of like, when I do a lot of thought downloads and stuff on like goals or whatnot, if I, before I throw them all away, I will look through there to see if there's anything in there that I want to keep that might have some timeline stuff on it or whatever. But most of the time, I just don't keep all that stuff. The reason why is like one of the things that I used to do, I haven't done it recently, but this is a good practice for you guys, is when you come to the end of about 60 days worth of your food plans, go through there and look and then just do like a one page download on, here's what I learned. Here, like the keep, start, stop. Ugh. Y'all, I can't say shit with a mouthful today. Keep, start, stop. Like, here's the things I learned about me this last 60 days. Here are the things I'm going to keep doing. Here are the things that I want to start doing the next 60 days based upon this. And here's some of the things I want to practice stopping doing. And I'm going to work those in. So sometimes just in like a one-page summary of just like my executive review of my past 60 days, stick it in the future planner. That's also really good because what it can do is it can give you like, all right, as you're setting your next set of goals and stuff, you can think about it. We also kind of do that with the monthly, and the new planner is coming out probably 1st of September. We have a deadline to get it to the printer by Monday of next week. So everybody knows the deadline is Monday, but it takes them about 6 to 8 weeks to get it into production. So we will have a new one. So when that one comes out, there's going to be a lot more exploratory questions that helps you do a more like what I call an executive review of things. For good, better, best, is the goal always to choose best? No, I just answered that. It's not that that is not always like best is like, I would love to get there one day, or maybe I'm ready for there one day. It's more to help you practice seeing all the options. And then you decide which one you're committed to for that day. I like for you guys to think about good, better, best makes you flex your muscle on thinking differently than you always think around food. To get out of reactionary thinking, to get out of, it prompts you to start thinking about what's possible with your food rather than, oh, I'm hosed because of this. So that's why, one of the reasons why I love the concept of good, better, best. One of the things too with good, better, best is that when you're like evaluating, it can be about the quality of the food. It can be about the quantity of the food. The same thing with your exercise. It can be about how, like, you know, good would be going to the gym and taking a walk. Better would be going to the gym, taking a walk, and then doing, let's say, 5 minutes of hills. Best would be going to the gym, doing the walk with some hills, and then afterward, doing a really good stretch and some core work. Like, you can even think about it with your exercise. Good, better, best is so helpful in so many ways. And then one of the things I wanted to mention is that good, better, best ties so well with realistic planning. So when you guys think about this, when as you're planning your food and stuff and you're making your realistic plans, then collect 7 to 10 days worth of plans, go through them and just be like, okay, if I was going to challenge myself to do good, better, best with the plans that I made and what I actually ate, here's like things I would have changed. Here's things I can think about changing going forward. Like, even when you, like, a lot of you will not do this because you have overeats. I'm like, do not waste them. For fuck's sake, make your realistic plan. If you don't follow it, write down what you actually ate. Come back after a week. Look at your entire week. What am I learning? And then what I'm actually eating every single day, what's good, better, best? Where are places that I can start flexing the muscle of thinking differently? Those of you who take the time to do this kind of level of work with your food, examining it, thinking about it, not being afraid, like, oh, so much work around your food. It's like, oh, yes, it's a lot of work around your food. You know why? Because here's what you're doing. You're spending a lot of time, energy, and effort, same amount of level of getting butt-ass tired on not liking how you're showing up, on trying to avoid doing the work, trying not to think about how miserable you are. Like, I want you guys to think about, for those of you who aren't doing this stuff, how exhausting that process is. Not making a plan is so much harder than just making a plan. Not writing down your food is so much harder on you than just writing down what you actually ate and looking at the reality. The only reason why this side will be hard is because you're judging. This side won't be easy. You think it is. It's like, well, then I wouldn't be judging myself and I wouldn't have to feel bad. You feel bad in other ways. You feel bad that you're not doing the program. You feel bad that your clothes aren't fitting. You feel bad that other people are losing weight and you're not. You spend all this time feeling bad. It's like, all I'm saying is, like, if a beat down is optional, how about we not do the beat down and we're just like, you know what? I'm going to learn. This is what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to be exhausted because I'm doing the work and maybe I do judge myself. But I'm judging myself anyway, getting no results. Might as well come over here, get me some results in the process. Is all foods good? Example, French fries. I don't think all foods are good. There's not any bad foods either. There's just foods. You get to categorize them however you want. The way I like to think about it is, like, when it comes to French fries, I think about fries at this point in my journey as food that's exception. Like, I'm not going to plan French fries every day. I know me, and at this weight, as much as I love them, I love my size more. So if I'm going to be eating French fries, I need to be doing it deliberately and on purpose when it's just planned. And it's just an exception food. Now, if you're just starting out, like when I was first starting out, ice cream was just a choice. And it was like, when am I going to start leveling it up? When am I going to start adding good, better, best to it? So for me with ice cream, the good was, all right, I'm going to have ice cream. And now I'm putting it in a bowl. No longer eating out of the carton. Now I'm putting it in a smaller bowl. Now I'm actually eating the serving size. Then I was ready for a big level up. Like, all right, I think we're not going to eat the ice cream every night anymore. Now ice cream's moving to exception planning. Now what's happening is I have good, which is like, I'm going to have like yogurt with fruit and all this other stuff. Better for me was just to have fruit with a little bit of yogurt. Best was just to have the fruit. So it's just like thinking about it. There's no right or wrong. Here's the way I want you all thinking about it though. Just start with something, decide that's where you're starting, and then start figuring out, all right, what would be even better than this? And what would be the best choice? So like if I had fries, let's just pretend that Corinne was gonna have fries on the thing. So good with fries would mean fries. I'm gonna eat them every night, but I only get a serving of them. Like however I make them, I just get the one serving and that's how I'm doing fries. And then better would be to have fries and they can only be baked. And then best would be I have about half the serving of fries I normally do. And I also have a side of vegetables with it. So like I'm mixing in some vegetables along with my French fries. That might be where a lot of you start off. Then you get to the point to where it's like, okay, good is just baked fries for a serving. Better is like a baked potato with whatever I want on it. Best is maybe I do like creamy cauliflower or something along those lines. All of those are good examples of the various ways that you can do it. Because like if you do creamy cauliflower versus a baked potato, guess what? You get a vegetable in. Not that a potato is not a vegetable, but it's more in the starch side. So it's like, but cauliflower, you're going to get a whole nother level of nutrients and stuff. So it's just being able to like flex your mental muscle on thinking about possibility with your food and all the variations of the possibility on how to get closer and closer and closer to your goal weight. like, is this gonna, like, if I keep doing these things and keep thinking these ways with my food, does that get me closer to goal weight? Yes. All right. I think I want to now, guys, does anybody want to get coached? Raise your hand. But you have to get coached on good, better, best. Don't come in here and whine about your mother or your children or whatever. Like, we need to be thinking, like, if you have questions or you want to get coached on good, better, best, leveling up 1% and all that, just raise your hand and we will do it. Katie.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. So what can I do for you today?
Okay. Well, I've been doing fantastic. I've lost 33 pounds. I joined in April. I've been following you since January, and it's just been life-changing. So I've been doing good, better, best. I've been having salads. I do the salad bar in my refrigerator. But I'm starting to feel like I don't know that I'm getting bored. Food doesn't have to be wonderful all the time. But trying to figure out how to kind of level up my salads.
Okay. Are you bored with your salads?
Some days I am, but I'm trying to like change, like one night I'll have chicken, one night I'll have beef.
Okay.
My son's been prepping all kinds of different vegetables for me, so I try to make it different, and I have a couple different dressings I choose from.
Okay.
But
so do you want to level up your salads, or are you wanting to change them out? Because you're kind of giving me two different things. It's like, I want to level up the salad, but it sounds like you're bored with salad.
Well, and that's what I'm
really a level up, you know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I feel like my salad was leveling up for my meal.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about going back to something different and having.
Why? That's what I want to know. Why are we worried that we're going to eat something else healthy? Why?
I think because I still struggle with some of that diet mentality that salad is what's working, so don't deviate from the salad.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can stick with that, but I don't want you eating salads because you think you can't deviate from salads. That's like setting you up for not being able to keep your weight off. Because right now you're never practicing feeling abundant with food. You're not practicing feeling like I can lose weight just planning and eating whatever it is that I want to plan. Like, what is it that you want to do?
Well, I mean, it's summer, so there's lots of grilling going on. And usually my husband and my son will like grill something and have a bunch of sides, whether it's potatoes, vegetables, whatever. And I just take whatever that meat is and put it on my salad instead of just sitting down and joining them with dinner.
Well, tell me what it is that they're eating that you think is like, oh no, that's going to hose me.
There's always potatoes. There's always
potatoes. Bad.
Well, potatoes, I will eat potatoes, but a lot of times there's pasta, there's rice. So there's always like some kind of heavy starch and bread.
You eat the pasta and the bread, but can't you have like some vegetables?
Yeah, I can have the vegetables with them. But like I said, usually my salad is my vegetable. So
why not just plan? But there's this weird thing called a weekly plan.
I do my plan. I do.
But you could also write a weekly plan that, like, if they're going to be having, let's say they're grilling steaks tonight or chicken or whatever, rather than you having a salad bar in your fridge, what if you say, like, yo, I bought squash. Throw that on the grill, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
Why aren't you doing that is my question.
I think because what I'm doing is working, and I get concerned if I deviate, because sometimes when I deviate, I end up binging or completely changing and the weight loss stops.
But I want you to see that, but no, the weight loss doesn't stop because you change your food. The weight loss stops because you decide to binge, because you're not working on learning how to change your food in a responsible and emotionally healthy way. You're saying like, I'm just going to do this. This is working. I know I can stick in this lane. God help me if I have to eat something different, because then I'm just practicing being an asshole. It's like, what if we practice not being an asshole? Like, what if you just deliberately this week, 3 days, said, I'm doing this crazy thing. I've bought squash. I'm going to have you grill it And I'm going to like sit with you guys. You're going to have the pastas and the rice and stuff. And I am going to, on purpose and deliberately, serve myself a little bit of rice or a little bit of potato. And I'm going to prove to myself how you eat responsibly around that food, rather than proving to myself, I better be scared of it. Because that's what you're, when you're doing your salad stuff, you've got one model that's great because you're very motivated and it's helping you lose weight. But you also have another model that's running alongside of it, like a shot. You know how like they bring out a beer and it's got a little shot on the side? You got a sidecar. And it's a sidecar of fear of food. And you're developing a pattern of being afraid of food, which means it will screw you royally in maintenance.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really worried about. I mean, I think that's, I've done a lot of journaling around, you know, maintenance is where I've lost this 50 pounds, like, I can't even tell you how many times, but I could never keep it off. So I tend to go along just fine with the losing weight. I'm motivated. I can get it off. I'm lucky that, you know, it comes off when I focus. But then when it's off, that's where I really,
it's
start.
Because you've never developed a resilience around food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
And you've never taught yourself that, like, I'm going to eat these foods that I think I can't eat responsibly. I'm going to on purpose start eating some of them responsibly. And it's going to be uncomfortable. And I'm going to do thought work around it while I'm eating it, rather than just being like, well, Corinne told me, and I'm just like, see, I ate a piece of bread. It all went out the window. Like, no, you're going to have to like really consciously plan it, really consciously do it. It will taste good, but it won't be fun. I'm not looking for you to have like a big fun ass time with some bread. Right. I'm actually looking for you to plan it and be like, you know what? I'm learning how to be around this food. I'm learning to listen to everything I'm telling myself. I'm likely to have thoughts of like, well, if one's good, 10 should be better. Like, you want to do this on purpose so you can hear all of it, rather than what you're doing is saying, I have collected the evidence. I'm irresponsible around food. So now I'm just going to do this and hope for the best for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was part of it, was the salad to me was like the level up, because I was realistic planning. I was eating with them. I was having smaller portions. I had leveled up and cut out the bread, and I was going along just great. And then I'm like, well, you know, it would be great if I didn't have to come home, because I noticed a pattern when I come home from work, I'd be looking for something. Yeah. And I thought, well, if I did the salad, it would always be there for me. And so I did that. And now you're right. I'm going back to, well, why can't I have that meal? It worked for me before. I wasn't losing as much, but I was still losing.
Yeah. I think now your new level up, like this is what I was talking about earlier. Leveling up doesn't always happen with what you're actually eating. We need now for you to level up your thinking around food. Mm-hmm. Like, salads are not what make weight loss. Salads are not what make us safe. Our thoughts are what make us feel safe. So if you want to feel safe around food, you need to have thoughts about food that feel safe. Like, I can handle this. I'm learning a whole new relationship with food. And I'm practicing all those things. All those things are what develop that, you know, this works. And I would much rather you, honestly, like, you can still eat salads. I want you to eat salads, though, not because you're afraid to not eat them. I want you to eat salads on the days you really want a salad, like, because you love salad and you love the results. And then I want you to have other days where you're like, you know what, I'm choosing to eat this because I'm in it for the long game. I know I'm not going to want to eat salads every single day of my life. Today is the day I want to have a steak and some potato. And that's what I want to have. And if it means, like, and I know this is going to be a mind bender for you, but if it means you have to lose weight for an extra 4 weeks on the end, let's just do that.
Right.
That's what we're really talking about here. A lot of times you guys are like, but it's going to slow me down. It's like, so what? If you're never going to have to lose weight ever again, and you're going to lose it in a way you like it, and you're not miserable with yourself, let it take an extra 4 to 6 weeks and figure some shit out. Because I always get concerned with you guys when you start telling me you got to get there right now. That means that whatever you're doing right now has you in fear, or it has you worried, or it has you not happy.
Right.
And it's like, we can't wait for weight loss to do all that for us. That's got to happen now, because that's not going to happen at the end.
Right. And I think before I always lost it super quick. And this time, I mean, I had lost 18 pounds when I joined, and I'm up down 33 pounds now. So it's much slower than it has, but the last 2 months that I've been doing this has been quicker. So it is probably going back to that, oh, it's coming off fast now. Yeah. You know, when I'm coming to camp in October, I'd love to be heading to maintenance when I come to camp. And so I think that's where I put my goals and started getting back into that.
I think there's nothing wrong with all of it. I think you could have the same goals. I think you could do all the same things, because everything you're talking about is your action line.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the thoughts and feelings driving your action line, because a lot of us can do the same actions required to lose weight in a way that doesn't set us up for the result of never doing this again. Most of us set ourselves up for the result of, I'm scared to death, I'm going to have to do this again.
Yeah, that's my life. That's been my life.
I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. No.
So, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to practice then eating with the guys a couple nights a week. I'm on vacation the next 2 weeks, so I have lots of time to practice now because I won't be coming home from work, so I won't be, you know. I have time to practice, so that's what I'll do and see how that goes.
I think that's awesome. Thank you. Awesome. And congratulations on your weight loss.
Thank you. See you in October.
All righty. Bye. All right. Does anybody else want to get coached or have any questions? There's no more questions, and I haven't seen anybody raise their hand who wants to get coached. If you do, now's the time. Becky C. Better not be mama drama. Just kidding. Hello. I didn't know which one of my Beckys it was going to be. I've got many Becky C's now. I think there's three of you. Oh, wait. I can't hear you. Yes, we are. All right.
Better. New iPad, so I'm still figuring it out and everything.
Oh,
so, and I'm like, the camera's over here, and I want to like look at myself, and it's not working. So as far as my question about like the leveling up, is my son's Kindle too loud in the background?
No.
Okay. Because, yeah, he likes to make a lot of noise. He's my autistic one, and a long time ago, you had made me a little video because I had just found out my son was autistic. In 2017 or 18. And I appreciate the video that you had made for me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
He's been hard, but the group has helped a lot. So, cause he's 4 and a half. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a little one. But for my leveling up, I eat a pretty whole food plant-based diet.
Okay.
So I feel I'm pretty leveled up as it is.
Okay.
So my question, I guess, is like, if I'm comfortable with eating like the same things over and over and over again, do you think I'm still going to see that progress, or do I need to like revamp some stuff?
No, the crabs.
Okay.
We eat the same. Like my sister-in-law is shocked whenever we change our food, because we'll go
really
months before we change anything out.
Okay.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think if you enjoy continuity like that, I think it's great. In fact, I used to think that I liked to eat lots of different things. And then I got so used to making the same things and being very like, ooh, I just love the way this tastes. And I can expect it. My brain started getting into that habit thinking of anticipating the same thing and knowing that I would like it and all that other stuff. So and I think for you, leveling up could just be like, look at the areas of, if it's not going to be changing food, you could be looking at your quantity, how often you eat, like all of those kind of things.
Shh.
He's okay.
That's my 2-year-old. I'm going to move into a different room.
You have all the kids.
Well, I have 2 little boys.
Oh my gosh.
And they're both loud, and they're both speech delayed, they're both.
I barely can handle my one.
Hey, yeah, right? Can you go with daddy? Mommy's talking to somebody. You can say hi. And yeah, I'm also the one that had, I've had 2 foot surgeries this year.
Okay.
So I've been kind of stagnant in the weight loss. And that's what makes me wonder if I need to level up anything in that sense, just because I'm not mobile and it worries me.
The mobility thing has nothing to do with your weight loss. You have to take that out of your brain.
Okay.
Letting that even play. Like, trust me, there's plenty of people who lose all of their weight and they never exercise one moment.
Okay.
You need to eat, though, for someone who has a very sedentary lifestyle right now. So that means that, you know, if you're eating for time or entertainment or because you feel bad or anything like that, that's what you need to be focused on. That's what I would be working on, is making sure that stuff gets cut out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I was like, I know I'm eating, like, really good and healthy things, and we do a lot of beans and rice in our house just because it's easy, and even my youngest will eat it. So it's just... And we do a lot of vegetables too. So there's a lot of fresh fruit and veggies and not a lot of processed stuff except for Carson, who only eats, you know, peanut butter and fruit snacks. So, but yeah, it was just like, how can I even make it a little better, or what else can I look at in that sense?
I think for you, it's probably not the quality of food. If you're not eating processed food and you're just eating like real food, it's probably for you going to be more like quantity, making sure that you're really nailing that too. On the plus side, and that you're really waiting until you're actually hungry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm still trying to.
Are you getting plenty of good fats in your diet?
Oh, I eat lots of like avocados, and I make my own like, you know, cheeses out of cashews to like, you know, put on stuff. And yeah, so I try to eat the nuts, the seeds, the avocados, and oils. I do like the healthy oils, like when I'm cooking and stuff too. So. Yeah.
Keep all that going, but just make sure that you're just watching that too. Because if you're not losing weight, it's probably going to be, you may need to eat a little less of what you think you need.
Okay.
Just because like when, if you've had foot surgery and your mobility is way down, your body's not expending much energy.
Right. And it hasn't.
Yeah.
And so, it's frustrating.
Well, and it's like, make sure there's no frustrating eating going on. So like as you're tracking everything, just make sure there's no overeats and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I'm still trying to figure out my actual plus two. I think that's part of this too, because I can just sit and eat vegetables, just raw vegetables until I'm like, you know, blue in the face, but it's like, no, you need to like think about that and stop. So yeah, that's.
Yeah. Cause even if you're blue in the face with vegetables, you've still overfed your body.
Yes. Yes. So that's definitely something I'm trying to work on as well. So that
I bet if you just work on your plus two side for a while, like get really focused in on that. It would be some weight loss.
Okay.
A lot of times I tell people, like, focus on one side. Like, if the whole hunger scale thing's a little overwhelming or whatever, like, just start with the one that you know is the problem. Like, I tend to overeat more than, like, I can wait till I'm hungry, but I tend to overeat. It's like, all right, let's just focus on that side.
Okay.
And be like, you know, just, you know, sometimes I might not be all the way to a negative two, but it would be better for me not to overeat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause there'll be times where I absolutely just like skip eating with my family cause I'm not hungry. Okay. So I've gotten that part down where I just don't eat when I'm hungry. But then when I get there, it's like, oh, this is so good. And it's on plan. I'm just going to eat. And yeah. So it's that plus two that I'm having the trouble.
And that is where your work is like, once you start eating, like learning how to discipline yourself to stop before you're going to want to.
Okay.
That's a big thing for a lot of you. You know, it's like when we get satisfied is a very different place than where we want to stop eating.
Right. Right.
There's a gap in between there. And so let's make sure we don't fill the gap.
Right. And I'm trying to tell myself too, if I'm eating something that I really enjoy, it's like, well, this is on the plan again this week. I'm going to have it again. So, and I've tried, I'm a fast eater just because of the kids and I want to eat my food when it's hot. So I've been trying to slow myself down more too, to really enjoy it, slow it down. And if it gets a little cold, it gets a little cold. It's not a big deal. So,
or just pop it back in the microwave or something real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like the kids need something every 5 seconds. You know how that goes. So it's like, I never get to sit and eat. So, that's it too. I try to eat so fast and then I really don't know my hunger signals at all.
So
it's that plus two right now. That's I think kind of getting me.
Just really work on that side.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.
We have almost the same haircut. Molly. Remind me of that song, Molly. You there, Molly?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'm on my iPad. I don't know which way to turn it.
Oh, you're doing good.
Hi. Okay.
How can I help you?
I guess I need help leveling up my transition period.
Okay.
So, like, a month ago, I had where I wasn't doing anything in that transition period as far as eating. I was doing something else, like exercising. I work from home, so that's where the problem comes in. And back then, I wasn't buying anything, but my husband has recently started going to Costco with me and buying all of the things that I love, which I just need. For a while, an urge jar was working really well for me. Uh-huh. And now I'm just kind of back to, and then I'm not hungry for dinner, right? So now I've filled up on crap during the transition period, and I'm not getting
your transition period?
It's at like 3 to 4 range, even though I'm supposed to be working until 5.
So it's not a transition period.
Yeah.
It's, like, let's just call it the period that I stop working and start eating.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
it doesn't sound like you're really transitioning.
No.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
And it's not because you work from home, and it's not because your husband goes to Costco.
I find myself getting bored during that period, and my brain starts to go, oh, I know there's chips and salsa in the pantry, and I know that there are Pringles in the pantry, and they taste good, and we like them.
So why eat them? Like, your brain is, like, telling you what's in the pantry, but that's just your circumstance.
Yeah.
There's chips, there's Pringles, there's these things in the pantry, and I'm bored. I usually
get hungry around that time, like, the first signs of hunger, probably not quite to a -2, but a -1, enough where my stomach's starting to rumble a little bit. But I have on my plan that I have steamer vegetables that I can have. I've got rice cakes with peanut butter.
Why are you not choosing them, though?
Because the chips sound better.
Better than your goals?
No. No.
How often do you think about those?
It's a lot easier on the weeks where the scale goes down to think about the goals and focus on them, but then I get into bucket modes when it's not.
Yeah, the only thing that you've got going on right now is you're not managing your brain.
Okay.
You're not managing your mind at all. You're saying, like, well, you know, when the scale does this, you know, it makes it hard. Scale can't make it hard. You know what's making it hard? Molly's not deciding what she's going to think. Molly is just reacting.
Yeah.
That's why she's like, fuck it mode is the action line from someone who's not actively deciding how they're going to think about themselves, how they're going to think about their time, how they're going to think about Pringles, how they're going to think about stuff. You're telling me a lot of stuff as if it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a big difference too, that I didn't put the connection together. Like, when I wasn't eating in the pantry, almost all of my TDLs were from my future self to me. Yeah. And I don't do those anymore. My TDLs have gotten a lot shorter in the mornings.
Yeah, like, if you, like, this is such an important thing. Like, if you notice a behavior coming back that you don't like, rather than falling victim to it, like, well, you know, my husband goes to Costco with me now, and yeah, figuring out, like, these are all the reasons why I'm eating. It's like, no, that's not why you're eating. Reason why you're eating is because you're not deciding proactively what you're going to start doing about this. Especially, like, the reason why I keep carping on this, because we all do this, is thinking that that's a problem is the problem. Because it signals, like, well, if these foods just weren't here, I wouldn't have a problem. It's like, no, thank God the food's here. It's showing you that you don't manage your mind around your hunger when you're bored.
Yeah.
That's what that's teaching you, is that when you're bored, you green light yourself to just entertain, rather than either entertaining yourself with thinking about your goals, doing a thought download, or being bored and antsy because you want to eat something that's not on your plan. And been like, I guess today's the day we get to be bored and antsy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And most of us never want to experience that part. And the only reason why we're bored and antsy is because of what? Do you know the answer?
No.
It's because of, if we're feeling bored, if we're feeling antsy, what comes right above it in the model?
We're thinking.
It's a total invitation to be like, why am I bored? What am I thinking about? What am I not thinking about that could entertain me? Whatever it may be. But that bored and antsy is there for a reason. It's to challenge you to, on purpose, do the work on your brain rather than throwing something in your belly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I think, yeah, I'll go back to TDLing from my future me every day.
I definitely would. I think all of you should. All of you. Like, I think every single person should spend a lot of time rather than thinking about what's gone wrong in my past and what's been going wrong the last couple of weeks and stuff. Start thinking about, what am I going to be doing? What is the amazing things that I'm ready to like do for myself? Where am I going to be leveling up? Like, here I am eating Pringles and shit. All right, I need to level up. What is that going to be? It's going to be like every single day I'm going to have that plan plastered in the pantry right in front of my face with my goal number written on it and maybe even a picture of me smiling so that it sits next to the Pringles.
Yeah.
So that front brain has to come on, you know, and maybe you put a note in there that says, bored, go read a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Get back to work. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there certain work at the end of the day that you just like to blow? Like, and it's even a good invitation to be like, what's not usually about my work?
I run out of work to do before 5 o'clock. And it's,
don't have anything to do. That's a great opportunity to have like a self-development book sitting right there.
Yeah. That's, and I do like reading, and it was one of my big goals for the year that I haven't kept up on. So yeah, that'd be a great opportunity.
Yeah. Or just anything. Like a lot of times I tell you guys, like when you're like going to not eat when you really want to be eating, especially, you know, if you're bored or something, have something there to do that you'll look forward to that won't feel mentally taxing. So for me, it's usually a lot of times I can like start reading or something and that will take the edge off. If that's going to seem too draining, then figure it, like take a nap. Hell, sounds like you can just blow off work if you want to anyway.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, I take a nap almost every day. So
yeah.
Better than eating.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, I will work on that for my level up this week then. That helps.
Get back to doing a lot of your TDLs. Y'all, I cannot tell you enough about getting back into your journaling and stuff. It makes such a difference. I always can tell when I get away from my journaling for a few days. Everything feels so much harder. I feel like such a victim to everything. Next thing I know, I'm blaming shit. I just feel like I'm wearing a heavy, weighted coat.
Yeah. Well, the future TDLs, just, I connected with them so much more than just asking myself how I'm feeling in the morning.
Yeah.
I write 3 lines and don't do anything. My future self ones were 2 or 3 TDL pages long. So
do those. It gets your brain thinking about who you want to be, where you're going and stuff. And we can't do enough of that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll work on that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. And she had the gorgeous hair, y'all. That was like wicked good hair. All right, let me answer a couple more questions and we'll get out of here, y'all. I love my yogurt with fruit and granola. What would be a good level up? Probably just to do a little less granola, a little more fruit. That might be a good level up. I was feeling shitty because I haven't lost weight in a couple of weeks. So I reviewed my assessments and realized that I am still eating the same. Great time to be doing the level ups. I really need to work on that. Exactly. All right, loves, that's it. I hope you enjoyed Good, Better, Best. I'm going to tell you, this might be one of the, like, I had to, like, tell you guys the most important things I teach you. If I can get all of you making your 24-hour plans and they be realistic and you go through, you really practice thinking about the Good, Better, Best concept, leveling up, which puts you more into a future-focused mindset, those 3 things are so powerful for weight loss. Because the only way we lose weight is by really thinking about where we want to go with ourselves. So I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you guys on Wednesday noon for coaching. Bye, y'all.